I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's military is pushing for a draconian cybersecurity law to keep citizens in the dark. 2 weeks ago, a coup d'etat sparked widespread protests that continue today. Two signs increasingly point to a larger military crackdown in the days to come. Joe Henley of Asian Access describes them in the full report at our website, but pray for national church leaders as they shine the hope of Christ during this perilous season. And at the beginning of the pandemic, E3 partners switched to a virtual mission trip format. Christians in the U.S. could pray for mission work happening in real time all around the world. Now, with some travel available, Joshua Spinks says E3 partners are sending teams to other countries. These teams then connect virtually with believers back in the U.S. E3 partners calls this approach One Team, Two Locations. Visit MNN online for more information about how to join one of these hybrid trips or one that's fully online. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.